Returning to the article, Discovering the Water Planet. Quote, each year we kill and discard globally 30 million metric tons of accidentally caught marine life, bycatch, including dolphins, turtles, crabs, and juvenile fish. In Australia's north, 92% of the catch is of no use to fishermen. As we remove these animals from the food web, we drive down biodiversity and strangle the ocean's ecological processes, unquote. 30 million metric tons is simply thrown away because it's not marketable. They can't make money off of it. Now think if we ended work, ended this notion of our energy and the Earth's is a commodity. Would we extract and waste 90 some percent of the fish and wildlife and marine life extracted from the seas? Of course not. We wouldn't want to waste our time. We wouldn't want to destroy our lives. We have better things to do if we have freedom, i.e. leisure. The waste of a system to keep us enchained is mind-boggling. No, without force in our lives, we would live in harmony. We would ask of the earth only what we needed and give back more. Because we give thanks. We have time to. Discovering the Water Planet, continuing with this article, quote, coral reefs are now the world's most endangered ecosystem. These tiny underwater islands of life are under threat from human activities, and especially from acidification. As we burn more and more fossil fuels, we add to the growing levels of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere, warm the planet, and change the pH, acidity, level of the sea. The acid threshold for coral is reached when the atmosphere exceeds 350 parts per million of CO2. Tragically, that happened about 1988, and by October 2012, it was at 391 parts per million. The present levels are higher than any time in the last 800,000 years. Growing acidity in the oceans has a disastrous effect on marine life. It's predicted to fall from pH 8.1 now to below pH 7.3 in the year 2300. A long way off, no need to be concerned. Far from it. At pH 7.7, we will reach the lethal limit for all shell-forming mollusks and reef corals. Their shells and skeletons will simply dissolve, and they will die. That's right. Coral reefs and marine life with shells will die. When will this happen? Studies are all pointing to 2065. Between now and then, there will be huge disruptions of the ecological food web as species begin to drop out. From about 2065 on, we can expect the rapid and catastrophic collapse of most stocks of marine life. This corresponds with a major scientific research program published in Science, November 2006, that predicts that all fish stocks worldwide will collapse by 2056. The ocean ecosystem will simply fail. This situation is now the most pressing environmental issue we face, he says. So, eradicate poverty by 2030? Make the world a better place? Really? Really? I think we're being conned, and I think we are not sufficiently appreciating that we have the means to move on. These are different circumstances than ever before in the history of the species, and we haven't caught up. Our activism, quote unquote, is stuck in a rut of same old, same old. Folks have been fighting the good fight for centuries and telling themselves that's all we can do. Why? Well, because we're atomized and we have to survive. Gotta go to work, gotta pay the bills, gotta pay the rent, gotta. Meanwhile, it seems we're also saying oceans gotta die. plant life too. My brothers and sisters drowning on the coasts. But what can we do? Everything we need to do, we can now do because we're thinking the same thoughts simultaneously. We haven't appreciated what that means. It means we can coordinate a global response because it is only a global response that will do, despite what the pundits they prop up in front of us tell us about so-called localism. Despite all that crap, we know, or should by now, localism cannot be the extent of our activism because power is global.